Welcome. The following information you are about to hear is part of the Love Success Series. Enjoy.
This is Sherry Rose, the Love Linguist, and I have a special guest here, Bart Smith, who is a man of many talents, and particularly he has written a book called Laws of the Bedroom for Enjoying Far Better Sex, Intimacy, and Pleasure. Bart, we are here to talk about two very special topics, and one is the art of giving, and the other is hotel getaways. So let's start with the art of gift giving. Tell us what we have in store today.
Well, we're going to be talking about the art of gift giving to the woman you love. And I'm just going to get right into it. Even on a tight budget, you can always find something to give to your sweetie, something romantic from the bottom of your heart to please her. And again, without breaking the bank. Because if we have to break the bank, if we have to take out a loan or a mortgage, we're in trouble. Okay, because the woman we're with, she should really appreciate the thoughtfulness, the stuff that goes behind the actual art of giving the gift. So I've got a number of good ideas for gift giving. I can jump right into them, but do you want to toss out anything first before I get going?
Well, let's just talk about gift giving in terms of her love bucket. And as you know, there are seven rings of desire of the love bucket that hold that love bucket tight and strong and secure. And one of them is the provisions ring of desire. And I like to say that men are pros with provisions to give women what they want. Unfortunately, some women actually expect men to read their minds, which is kind of insane. However, there are two parts of the provision rings of desire. And one of them is actually giving a gift, a physical gift or a present. And the other is to give an experience. And both of these usually cost something. As you said, it doesn't have to be a really big budget. But you're putting both your time, which there's a cost to your time, and as well as your money, something out of your budget. And there is massive, massive power in a gift. And when done properly, gifts work like nothing else. And a gift that is gladly accepted changes everything. However, when you give something, there is an imbalance that's created, and that imbalance must be restored. And that's why women are often warned if you are on a date and the guy buys you a drink or dinner, he'll want something in return. But this imbalance creates motion, and motion pushes us to new equilibrium, and that motion creates a connection. So in business, if you buy something, we exchange things of equal value. You give me money or we barter. That's the deal. But it's not if you give more than the value. And when you restore the balance and you put things back in check, there's an ancient Native Indian tradition called potlatch, and it's a ceremonial festival that the American Indians, they bestow gifts on the guests. It's actually a powerful chief that engages in potlatch, and he gives away everything, which are a sign of his wealth and power, because he always has more to give, and he has the power to get more. And the participants accept his power and recognize his power in order to engage. So part of resolving the imbalance with a gift is that when you see something, receive something, even your appreciation and gratitude restores the balance, and that's a beautiful thing. And the key is that when you give a gift, that it's given freely and it's also gladly accepted. So gifts have to be truly given from the heart with no anticipation of getting anything in return. And you know what? Gift giving, it's a lot of fun.
Very well said. On that note, let's get into some gift-giving ideas and specifics on what to do and how to give to your honey.
Great.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, and this is in no special order per se, and I'm actually just reading right out of Laws of the Bedroom. And, as we talked about earlier, romantic gifts, they don't have to be expensive gifts. It's always the thought behind the gift that counts. The time you put into it, looking for the gift, picking out the gift, designing a special gift, that time is your gift. And that part is precious in a woman's heart. Besides, you know, of course, how to remove the price tag. Naturally, we always do it. Christmas presents, birthday presents, the whole thing. So she'll never know how much you paid for it, per se. She will know how long it took you, you know, to write that little love note inside that card that you got her with the gift. And then just don't sign your name on the card, but write something meaningful, of course, even just, you know, three words, three lines. And then put the date on there. I'd also recommend you put the date on there, you know, Valentine's, Happy Valentine's 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14. Because she'll keep those cards and she'll go, oh, I remember when you gave me this one back in 1999. So that's kind of cool. When you buy your honey a gift, always do include a card. Not just the box, but a card. This is communication. Handpick just the right one or get a blank one and write your own message. I like doing that sometimes when I, if there's a lot of people that maybe Christmas or something like that, you know, you're giving out a lot of cards. Just get blank ones and write. So with her, there's Christmas, Valentine's, and her birthday and anniversary. Just get blank ones and write something about, hey, I remember when we first met, blah, 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 blah. So handpick just the right one. You can also buy a couple of cards for Valentine's Day. Just don't get her one card. That's so cliche. Get a couple cards. Get two or three. Give them to her at different times of the day, of the week, etc. So you can express a number of different thoughts using different cards. A funny one, a serious one, and a sexy one. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Remember that your love is based on your thoughtfulness and not on the, you know, giving her things. You know, sure, things are nice. Sometimes the smaller they are, the more thoughtful they are, and the more personalized they are, the better. I personally have a rule. If I have to spend a lot of money to show how much I love my gal, then I've got a problem because I'm so focused on spending money. No. That doesn't mean that I won't spend money on my gal. I surely do. She knows it. Just spend it carefully and make each purchase count.
What you said is so true. Your love is based on your thoughtfulness. That is just a fabulous thought. I love that.
Because what are you going to do when you're broke? You know, you have a low time when money's tight. The gift you give, honey, I just came back from the store buying these essentials, but I also got you that favorite York peppermint patty that you always like. Oh, I love you. You know, I mean, how much was that peppermint patty? It was 75 cents. It was actually two for a dollar. be observant, be on time, plan ahead, personalize gifts with sayings of love and other thoughtfulness. Buy quality if you're into buying her something. Spend time picking out these gifts. Surprise her. Build it up. Say it with flowers for the bedroom, flowers for the kitchen, flowers for the bathroom, the dining room, the living room, for her office. I would send her flowers at the office while she's working the week of Valentine's or the week after Valentine's. Valentine's is every day, guys. I've got to be honest with you. So you send her flowers to her office. Then you have them delivered Saturday when she's at home, or basically you could deliver them at night when she's at home too. But you know, it's important that she have recognition from her peers that you love her. By sending flowers at the work, her friends at the work go, "Oh my gosh, Sarah! Oh, the flowers! Is John sending you flowers?" And you go, yeah, he did because he loves me. It's, oh, you are a lucky woman, blah, blah, blah. That's going to pump her. Mm-hmm.
That is so, so true. And one of the things that I talk about with her love bucket is that there's considerations, public and private. And when you send flowers to your girlfriend or your wife's workplace, you are making a public expression of your love for her that everybody knows. So if that's something that you know will make her happy, then absolutely do it, because that will go a really long way.
And you probably don't have to attach a vase with that flower delivery, because she'll probably either already have a couple vases in her desk or around her desk, because you already did this before. So after a while, you can just send the flowers, because she'll just reuse the same vase over again, and that'll save you a couple of pennies, too, when you order the flowers. So rock on. Just a real quick note about flowers. The rule is once every 2.5 weeks or so, you need to be buying her flowers. When you go to that grocery store, you dart first right over to the flower section and you pick up flowers. Variety is key. Don't just be buying her roses all the time. They're nice, but, you know, see, just look around. And if you don't know what to look for, just act silly. Just act, I was going to say, act dumb. Just go, hi, I want to get my girl some flowers. Can you help me pick some out? And the gal there will say, sure, absolutely. Sure, let me help you out there, young man, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So that's really cool, too. But get those flowers as soon as you go to that grocery store. And then go get your stuff. Go get your beer and go get your other stuff, you know. So, I would also recommend, you know, in addition to giving gifts, you know, plan yourselves a trip out of town. Now, this is Valentine's Day, so we're not talking the Caribbean, Europe, or Asia. You know, we're talking, you know, just going down the street or down, you know, across town, maybe down the highway about 30 minutes or so or something like that to find a really nice hotel.
This okay, call, so now we're talking about the hotel getaway?
I'm leading into that, yeah.
Wow, okay, great. That's fun.
Yeah, because this is Valentine's, and this call is about the art of gift giving, and we've already given out some good tips on that, and we talked about flowers. We talked about getting many different cards for different expressing different emotions, and one of the gifts you could give her, besides, you know, the chocolates, the shampoos, bathing things, gifts should be romantic in nature, loving in nature. I wouldn't exactly, you know, buy her a bag of flour or maybe some kitchen utensils or maybe a toaster. You could do bed sheets. That's all right. Maybe a new bedspread. Something that's, you know, gets you guys in the movies, DVDs, romantic comedies. Those are really great gifts. Those are very inexpensive, too. They won't break the bank. And they make you guys, you know, do something together. So rock on with that. Yeah, I was leading into a really great gift that you could totally do, and it's totally an occasion that you could totally look forward to, and so could she. Says, hey, I want to take you away, far, far away. Where? Well, you know, down I-35, there's a Marriott Suites, there's a Hyatt, there's a Radisson, there's an Ayers Country Inn Suites, there's, what is there? Is there a nice hotel, really, 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 really nice hotel in your area, not far, 30-minute drive, something like that, where y'all could get away for a night, a weekend, a two-day stay, not just maybe Friday night, but how about Friday night and Saturday night? And if this hotel has a restaurant at the bottom, a nice restaurant, a lounge, a bar, some of them even have like a dance club, you know, on Fridays and Saturday nights. They have dancing there. Some, you know, might have a small jazz band. Who knows? The point is that you want to find a hotel that's conveniently located and that has the nice amenities of a getaway hotel, you know, spa or something like that in another state, another country. Restaurants, because you can go there, you can dine in the evening. If there's a bar, you can hang out there, have some drinks, some conversation. And then when you guys have just really had enough of the public conversation, and you're ready for the private conversation, you know. Okay. Then you can say, hey, you know what? Let's just skip up to the room upstairs on the 10th floor, looking out over the city or what have you. And it's a nice way. You're totally being serviced. You've got people taking your bags to the hotel room. You've got people getting anything for you. Oh, extra towels, extra pillows. You want me to run something up, you know, to your room, etc. Let me wait on you at the dinner table. Let me pour you a drink, etc. You're being serviced. And that episode of you and her being serviced round the clock, that 24 hours, that 48 hours, at a really nice hotel that's not going to cost you more than $70, $80, maybe $140. You know, I'm going to get into some really great hotel choosing tips and ideas, and in addition to the hotel getaway checklist that the guys are solely responsible for their honey doll. But before I get into that, Sherry, do you have any thoughts on this topic here?
Well, I love what you're saying. And one of the things you mentioned earlier regarding gift giving that you were looking at, some of the tips that you had in Laws of the Bedroom. And I just want to refer everybody to particular website, herlovebucket.com/giving, and that's where you can find out information and get a copy of Laws of the Bedroom and have a copy of this, the audio for gift giving and hotel getaways. And now I'm going to hand it over to you and tell us how a guy can set up that hotel getaway experience so that she will love you and swoon with the thought of spending time with you.
Well, you know, how I'm going to introduce this and, you know, basically what I want to say here is, guys, we work every day, 5 days a week, sometimes on weekends. We work hard for our money. We work hard to support ourselves, our families, if you have a family, your wife, your girlfriend, etc. There's not a lot of times that you're able to skip out of the country and go on some exotic, you know, field trip in Asia and take your honey doll with you because the work is calling you or the kids and the demands of life, etc. There's not a lot of privacy at home, because maybe you've got roommates, if you do, or maybe you've got close neighbors, you're in an apartment, or who know your every step, you know, in and out of your front door, etc. Maybe you live in a neighborhood where all the neighbors know you, etc. And, you know, sometimes you just feel like you just got to get away and get away from it all. And you definitely don't want to go alone. You're definitely going to take your honey doll with you. And this is where I kind of introduce the concept of, you know, getting away at a hotel just within your locale. You know, I'm not talking, you know, across state or nothing like that, but just 30 minutes driving or so at the max, or, you know, if you have to drive into the big city or so, that's kind of cool. But these hotel getaways, they're for a night, Friday night. They're for two nights, 2 days, hanging out in a hotel room with your honey doll, just you and her in your birthday suits. That's pretty cool. And to make the event really, really spectacular and totally, like, heavenly and totally worth wanting to repeat every 2 months, you know, maybe once a month, but you want to make it kind of special. So I'd say once every 2 months, 60 days or so, you know, maybe change it different times, go a different hotel or something. And we're talking quality hotel. We're talking Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, Courtyard Suites. The Airs Inn, which is very, very, they have sort of an Elizabethan, Victorian-style bedrooms with the tall poles and the burgundy-rich furniture. And some of these hotels also have jacuzzi suites, some large jacuzzi baths and some with just a nice-sized bathtub, big enough for two people to, you know, have their fun in. And long story short here, you as the guy need to be 100% responsible for setting this up, making the arrangements, getting the supplies, which I'm going to go over in a minute. And then once you have this all set up and ready, and hey, honey, I've made the reservations. I'm going to pick you up at 5 o'clock at your work, and you and I are going to whisk away for a weekend at a hotel just down the way, Highway 38, 98, 42, 66, 69, you know, you name it. And the idea that you're going to say is it's just going to be you and me. We can hang out, we can talk, we can be alone, no kids, no roommates, no neighbors, we can make all the noise we want, et cetera, within reason. this is an experience that if you've never really done this before, if you have, hey, maybe you know what I'm talking about. But I think if you get into the habit of doing this every, like I said, every, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, and going away with your honey doll, I think you're going to realize, wow, my life has been enriched. Because when you go to these hotels, you set up the room with the suggestions that I'm going to give you, and you close that door, and she's inside there, and you're inside there. You could be in Rome for all you care. You could be in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Rio de Janeiro. You could be in New York City. It doesn't matter. You are away. And because you are away, you are only focused on one thing, pleasing each other and having the best time of your life at night, and during the day and in the morning and in the afternoon if you sleep in. And if it's a two-day stay, you're staying past one. So I just can't count all the ways you're going to have all this fun. So what you want to do is you want to know how to set up this hotel the proper way so that the second, the minute she places 1 foot across that line of the doorway into the hotel room, she has only one or two things she really needs to do, and then she's doing the things that you want to do, and she's doing the things that she wants to do, and the two of you are doing the... Should I just say that the two of you are doing things that you both want to do, and, you know, it's an awesome evening to begin with?
That sounds pretty ideal.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, let's just, again, let me reiterate, what's so great about getting out of the house and spending even one night in a hotel room with your honey, and that's absolute privacy, room service, king-size beds, rooms with a view, mirrors above the bed, extra-large bathtubs, lots of pillows, comfort, privacy, you know, those are the things, those are the reasons why you got to get out of the house and you got to take your honey away, even if it's just down the highway or so. So here is my checklist for the perfect hotel getaway with your honey doll. Get out a pad and paper, get out a pen, and make notes. Because when you have these notes and you know, wow, oh my gosh, there's a little bit of work involved here, but it doesn't take that much time. And, you know, like I was talking to somebody earlier, you can actually stock up on some of these items so you have them on hand. And then creation of setting up the room and such won't be such a chore the second, third, fourth, fifth time around. So,
well, I love this because what you're doing is with a little bit of preparation and planning, first time will probably take the most effort, but after that, you know, you kind of have your hotel getaway kit bag ready to go.
Yeah, you actually have like the front, the name of the front desk clerk, you know, you got it memorized. Hey, George. Hey, it's me. It's Colin. I'm calling again. Yeah, we want to set up another room. Hey, you know, I'm coming here a lot. Do you have like a volume discount, you know, for the many times I've been coming here? I mean, you know, hey, I tell you what, I can't give you a discount, but I'll set you up in one of the nicer rooms at the regular rate. I mean, I've had this happen before. So there's so many things that can be done, and it's awesome. It's really cool. Now, when I go to a hotel and I'm prepared to prepare that room for the stay with my honey, I always bring flowers. I bring flowers, so when I let me just preface these things. I want you to go to the grocery store / a drugstore. Sometimes they're, you know, you can go to a drugstore, but if you're going to want food, you know, or certain things, you might need to go to the grocery store. But these things that I'm going to tell you about, most of them are found in any grocery store / any drugstore. So we're not talking, you know, fancy stores or nothing. We're talking just your plain old grocery store right down the street. So flowers, every store. Not drug stores, but mostly grocery stores. They have the flowers. So I want you to bring flowers to the room. And in this case, we're definitely talking roses. And different colors if you want, you know, red or orange to red or some white. And if you want, you know, be prepared, you know, buy two bouquets, one of them so you can kind of take the flower petals off. And you could put those on, like, the counter of the bathroom sink area or around the bathtub. I wouldn't recommend, per se, taking red roses, red petals, and placing them in the bed and making love to her on those bed of roses, because those red petals, they will smudge, and they will cause a smearing of red on the sheets, and who knows what kind of feedback and comments you might get from the hotel if they were to, you know, hey. So, you know, white petals, that'd be all right, but then you can't see them, so you might as well just not do them. So put petals, like, in areas where you can clean them up easily afterwards. You know what I mean? Okay, good. Or bring your own sheets, and you'd be fine there. So bring flowers. That's really cool. Set them up in the room. Bring your own vase if you have one, you might be able to ask the front area, but don't worry about it. Just take the flowers and place them on the desk or place them on the dresser area or just place them on the bed. That's okay. Flowers alone, or break up the bouquet. Usually there's a dozen in there, right? So put one on the chair, one on the put one right by the remote control when she goes to grab for it or something, you know, one right by the phone, etc. You definitely want to pick up a couple greeting cards, maybe one or two. These cards are to be placed underneath the pillow, and maybe one in the bathroom, and they are just expressions of your love and interest in her. So pick up a couple greeting cards. Perhaps a gift if you wanted to, you know. But these gifts can also be in the form of what I'm about to share with you. We definitely want to bring, if we can, and be very, very careful. But bring about a half dozen candles. And I'm just talking those teeny weeny little, in the little metallic shell. It looks like they would be the kind that would like float in water, but they don't. But they're little tiny, harmless. And you can get them using a six-pack. And get white, get the red ones if you like, get any color if you want. And if you use candles in a hotel, I have to tell you, you have to watch them. Number one, if you leave the room, no candles should be lit. Only when you're in the room and you can watch the candle from like the corner of your eye, because I know you're busy and working. But make sure you keep your eye on that candle when you are about to go to sleep, because you're the man. You're supposed to be the leader here. Don't be passing out. Don't be doing anything like that, going to sleep before her. Make sure you guard those candles. And then when you're ready, just blow them out. Now, someone had mentioned, hey, if you're really concerned, don't use real candles, but use the LED candles that look similarly. I would also say, if you don't want to use the candles, because the candles you can actually just bring, honestly, just for the smell. Because candles emit a smell that is much more romantic than a plain hotel room. Yes. So take a couple of those nice big candles, the burgundy ones, the cherry ones that have that cherry flavor smell, or vanilla. Take those and put them by the bed, and then some in the bathroom. And then before you know it, within 15 minutes, the whole room is starting to smell like a nice romantic bed of future heaven. Bring matches and a lighter if you need to light those puppies. Do not ask the front desk for matches, and do not ask them for a lighter. They might ask you what you're doing. Body and bubble bath soaps, those are available in grocery stores and in drugstores. Get some bath and body soaps. No hand-held soap, please. You want the liquid kind because you want to feel her body. Yeah. Bathing sponge, maybe some kind of a bathing tool that you can use to wash her up. Hey, this is her weekend. You're going to wash her, and you're going to take care of her, and then she's going to turn around and do the same to you. So this is kind of cool. If you wish, you can bring some sex games and toys. That's up to you. They're not necessary because, frankly, you are her toy and vice versa. So you don't need to spend any money on that kind of stuff. Body paints, and again, this stuff is just extra, idea joggers here. Body foods, lubricants, late in the evening, many hours upon, you might need some nice little action there. Lotions, this is a must. Body lotion, like moisturizing lotion, so that you can actually just spend an hour just massaging her and putting all kinds of lotion on her that moisturize her body. And how yummy. She's just all there in the flesh there, just ready to be lotionized. Pretty cool. So moisturizing lotion. Here's something, chocolates. Now, when it comes to chocolate, I'm not really talking about chocolate candy bars. There's these special kind of chocolates that are they look really elegant and different stuff. I think those are a little overkill sometimes. You don't even know what you're getting either. So what I would recommend, and I'm going to tell you flat, straight out, I get these chocolate chips. These are milk chocolate chips. I actually use them in my world-famous chocolate chip cookie recipe, which you can find at www.bartscookies.com. Go look at those pictures and tell me that those don't look like something really good and tasty. But chocolate, yeah, you've had them before. I know you have.
Oh, chocolate, they're delicious.
Chocolate chips. And these chocolate chips are milk chocolate chips. Now, these milk chocolate chips, these are the large kind. The brand that I really love is called Guittard, G-U-I-T-T-A-R-D, I think. I'm shooting from memory here. But they're in a silver bag, blue sort of labeling, like, but they're milk chocolate and they're large. And what happens is you take these little milk chocolate chips and you place them on her body, or you place them on your body, and then either one of you start eating them up as you go, and they're just tiny little droplets of chocolate, just enough power to really just, gosh, that is chocolate, yummy. But it's not enough to, like, make you sick and, like, those cream-filled chocolates, forget those. Those are, forget about those. So anyhow, chocolates, chocolate chips, milk chocolate chips, get them, cool stuff. And then you're only going to dabble in, like, maybe a quarter of the bag anyway, so you can roll them up and use them for the next time. Good stuff. For drinks, light beer, definitely. you know, light beer, guys. We want to watch the program here. You know, we don't want to get too full here. You know, and or wine. You know, and you might want to bring a bottle opener for your beer, if you need one, and a wine bottle opener. Don't be asking the front desk for anything except pillows, blankets, soap, and hey, do you sell razors? You know, that's about it. That's about all you want to be talking to them about. You don't want to give them too much clue about what's going on and how much fun you're having. Some of the other things that you might want to bring, snacks and munchies when you're hungry at 3 a.m. and you really don't want to leave her, you know, the room, you know, or by her side. Bottles of water. Definitely lots of bottles of water when you're thirsty from all that working out. I mean, you know, lovemaking. Definitely want to bring, if you can or if you need it, silverware. And again, I'm giving you the complete list here. You can pick and choose what you want to bring. You don't have to bring all of this. And I'm going to get to what happens when you do this and you spend time on this. But silverware, you could actually ask the front desk for some silverware, like a fork and a knife or a spoon, if you brought some ice cream or something like that. That's all right. Definitely, you definitely need to bring a portable music stereo box of some kind with your personal hand-picked music, soft music. I'm going to give you a band, Tangerine Dream. Look up Tangerine Dream. You cannot go wrong with Tangerine Dream. They are instrumental, keyboard, some fancy space guitar. It's really soft and sensuous. It's warm. It's conversation music. It's make-love music. It's a lot of stuff, and it's great background music. You don't want to be in the hotel room with just the TV turned off and nothing else going on but the air conditioning. That's stupid. So bring your own...
Load that iPod up or... bring a CD of music so that you can set the mood.
Exactly. And if you want, you could bring your iPod and some portable computer speakers. That works. The computer speakers plug right into your iPod. Or you can get a fancy-dancy iPod station and do that right there. But don't go to a hotel without bringing great music. And I'm talking, like I said, Tangerine Dream, Acoustic Alchemy. Okay, that's another good little... stuff for the background, and anything that you want. I remember I had some Genesis in there and, you know, some Phil Collins, and that was fun, and, you know, whatever else that you want, you know, so rock on. It goes without saying that you definitely want to bring your clothes, some lingerie, some sleepwear, optional, but something to dress up in for the night, because the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take her out to dinner, maybe at the hotel, because it's convenient. You guys can drink as well. But you're going to want to dress up and, hey, I'm going to take my gal out. Yeah, yes, table for two, thank you. And then you sit down, you have a great time, you move over to the lounge because they're closing the restaurant because you want to close the bar, and then you're having a great time there. And then, hey, you know what, honey, this has been a great night. Let's just take this to the next level. Let's just shoot on upstairs, floor number 10, room number 69. That's you and me. Let's rock and roll. So dressing up for the night, looking good, looking your best, dressing up, it's nice to do that, you know, every now and then. And don't forget an ample supply of, you know, your protection, I'll just kind of name it like that, of your choice, protection of your choice. You want to be safe. So on that note, setting up the room in advance, I want to kind of get into that part. But Sherry, do you have any comments so far?
Well, I got to tell you that I actually had more than one, but an incredible hotel getaway experience, which I was told, pack a bag, be ready at such and such time, make sure you have a pretty dress to wear and some comfortable clothes. I didn't know where I was going or what I was doing. I got picked up, taken to the airport, and everything just looked like clockwork. You know, it seemed like, you know, the Red Sea parted. You know, the gate opened at the right time, the plane arrived at the right time, the limo came at the right time, everything was great. We ended up in San Francisco, and I went, oh, wow, this is great. It was a getaway. It was an incredible little boutique hotel. Went out to dinner, just as you had said. The chef knew that I was coming, and this was a special occasion, and came out, and actually they had beautiful menus just for the evening, and the chef had actually signed the menu, so I had that as a little memento, and then we went the next day, you know, to museums and taking the trolley car and stuff like that, and then whisked home. And as I'm telling you this story right now, the fact that there was you know, planning and preparation and everything set up. I mean, I felt like the queen of the day. I was goddess because all I had to do was smile and enjoy and, you know, share my good feelings. And if a guy actually takes the time to do this, he's going to get back an incredible amount of feminine energy and radiance and hopefully a lot of loving.
Well, that's very cool, and that's kind of what is going to happen. Let me go over some of the setting up of the room, some logistics here, and then we'll kind of finish off, cap off with what the hell's going to happen to you, mister, when she crosses that line of the hotel room. Okay? Setting up the room in advance, definitely want to surprise her, having flowers sent to the room ahead of time, or you're going to bring them with you. Clearing the room of anything that's distracting, you know, anything that's kind of marketing-minded or just distracting, like coffee pots and mugs and bags and magazines for show and ironing board. Take all that stuff, shove it in the closet, okay? When you walk in, when she walks in, you don't want to see any of that junk. You want to see the bed, the couch, the TV, the phone, desk, access to the bathroom, you know, that's it. This is really, it's almost like your room, I mean, at your home. It's like a home away from home. So whatever looks to be distracting, covered up, placed in the closet, etc., all you want her to see and take in is the room, your care, the candles, the flowers, the wine glasses, and you. So also, when making hotel reservations, here are some awesome tips. Ask the clerk to reserve a room somewhere in a quiet part of the hotel away from everybody else. There are some hotels that, you know, they have some areas that aren't being used hotel room-wise. They're not filled with guests. So you say, hey, is there a floor that's kind of empty? Is there a room away from some other people? Because you know how people just like to make noise, and we just really would like to get some peace and quiet. Yeah, we wouldn't be one of those people that would be making noise. Are you kidding? No, that's why I want to get away from those kind of people. Oh, sir, here you go. There's three rooms around you and nobody's in them. Great, thank you very much. Always away from the elevators or the stairs or the ice machines, but if you do want to make a lot of noise, then by all means choose a room next to the elevator, the stairwell, or the ice machine. You know that when the ice machine is kind of cranking out because somebody's pouring some ice in there, you know that you can kind of, you know, amp it up a little bit so that she can experience a little bit of scream action. If the hotel isn't booked, again, simply plan to see the rooms personally and select the best. Go down to the hotel. Hey, I'd like to see a room. Sure, here you go. Go look at the room. Get a lay of the land. See what you're going into. When you know what you're going into, you could say, that would be perfect for... I'm going to go get that at the store because, oh, look at this bathroom. Oh, my gosh, there's so much room in here. Okay, I definitely got some ideas for this. So do a little scouting ahead of time. And I mentioned earlier about the rose petals, red smearing on bed sheets. So if you want, take your own sheets to the hotel if you wanted to, or maybe even some throwaway of sorts. But if you plan on making a mess, which sometimes messes are fun, at least you won't be getting a second bill from the hotel. At least, yeah. Hope not, you know. And another tip, order a room with two beds, because this way, if you do mess one up, you know, and, you know, you guys were having fun, you can sleep comfortably in the other. Your choice, think twice, think smart, but you might get two beds in the room. That might be kind of cool. One's completely used for messing, and the other one's used for sleeping. Rock and roll. Don't stay in bed all day, but hey, unless you're there for a total relaxation, I'm sorry. You know, you might enjoy getting out of the room for a bit. You know, let the maids come in, kind of clean things up a little bit, change the sheets, etc. Take a nice walk or a drive through the town that you're staying in, and then come back for some more romp and roll. If you have enjoyed yourself at one hotel location, go back again. You might find that a really beautiful hotel local to you would actually enjoy your coming there. They could enjoy they would like the business. And if they like the business, perhaps you can enjoy maybe a discount that you can ask for. You know, if you go there a few times every once in a while, you could say, hey, what kind of discount have you got? You know, George, I've been coming here a lot. And, well, hey, you know what, Mr. Peterson, I'll tell you what I can do for you. You come in here, you give me a call. If I'm on the shift, I'll see what I can do about getting you the best room for the regular price. Now, who knows what you're going to get? Who knows what you can get? But you've got to put the time in, you got to put the money down, and you got to show them that you mean business. And you know what? More than not, hotels are absolutely willing to work with you. And if not, go to another hotel and tell them, hey, I'm going to take my honey to another hotel. Okay. Now, you definitely want to get away often. If you do, you'll discover how wonderful this plan and process can be. And I would actually make it a part of your life. Three times a year, four times a year, you definitely got to get away. You got to get out of there. You got to take her somewhere and spend that kind of time with her. And when you do, it's awesome. And it really brings you guys a lot closer. So on that note, I wish you the best. And Sherry, I'll turn it over to you. I gotta get away to a hotel right now. I gotta call my girl. Hey, what are you doing later? Uh-huh. Yeah, hotel. Okay. No, can you see how cool? And it's so convenient. It's so local, and it doesn't cost much. And you can go to a restaurant and blow $100, and you're in and out of there in 30 minutes. You know, you could blow $100 on drinks and be going home with a hangover. Maybe you get DUI. You know, I'm being extreme to make my case. But you can take $150 and go to a hotel room and spend all night with her and have her just one-on-one. No kids screaming, no neighbors, no roommates. Room service, privacy, respect, that does something really cool to your brain and your consciousness. I mean, you know, your art of living. So, done. Go do it.
Right. And part of what's important here is that if you tell her that, you know, we're going to be going to a hotel and I've set everything up, you don't have to worry about anything, you're creating a little bit of anticipation and surprise. And that is a really good thing to get the love biochemicals pumping in her. And I want to direct everybody to herlovebucket.com/giving. That's G-I-V-I-N-G, where you can find out more about laws of the bedroom and some of the other tips that Bart has mentioned here during this call. And I thank everybody for participating and listening. Hopefully you've got a few good ideas for the art of gift giving and a hotel getaway. And I thank you for being part of Her Love Bucket. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. The information you've just heard is part of the Love Success Series. Learn more by visiting these websites, lovebucketsecrets.com, thelovelinguist.com, and finally, lovematism.com.